It's Saturday, January 26, 2008, and welcome to episode 22 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. It's been a little over a year now since Microsoft Office 2007 was released, and we're beginning to see more and more files created in the Office 2007 format. The problem is that most of the world is still running on Office 2003 or older versions of Microsoft Office, and there are compatibility problems between the new program versions and older ones. This is true any time that there is a major update in a software program. Today I will share with you some basic tips on how to handle this situation if you find yourself in it. First of all, this is nothing new. If you use WordPerfect, you know that others may have trouble opening files you created in the WordPerfect format unless the other users that you share files with also have WordPerfect. The same is true for Microsoft Works program that often comes pre-installed on many new computers. Files created natively in WordPerfect and the Microsoft Works format cannot be opened using Microsoft Word. This is a problem if you type an assignment on your home computer that uses Microsoft Works and then save it to a flash drive to bring to school where we use Microsoft Word. The simplest solution is to buy Microsoft Word so that you will be compatible between home and school, but that costs money, something that students often are in short supply of. Here is another alternative that will work, whether you're using WordPerfect, Microsoft Works, or any other word processor program format that Microsoft Word will not open. When you go to save your word processing file in the word processor of choice, use the Save As command, and in the box below the file name that displays the file type, select the pull-down menu and then select the RTF option. RTF stands for Rich Text Format, and is a format that has been around for years and will save your word processing file in a generic format that other word processing programs can understand. Rich Text Format also saves all of the formatting that you may have used, such as bolds, underline, center, and your font choices. This is not always 100% accurate in that some advanced features like table layouts and headers and footers may not save properly in this generic format, but it will at least let you be able to open your work from one word processing program to another. Here is another problem that we are running into more and more now that many students with new computers are saving documents in the Office 2007 format and then trying to open the files at school using Office 2003. You could use the same RTF file saving method formerly described, but there is a better solution. Microsoft has created a free Office compatibility pack that allows users of Office 2003 to open Office 2007 documents. This compatibility pack is loaded on all of the computers in the ITC, so if you are an Office 2007 user at home, you will be able to bring in your Office 2007 documents and open and edit them using Office 2003 at the ITC. There are still some potential problems that you may find because there are some features in Office 2007 that Office 2003 does not support because of differences between the newer and the older version. Think of it this way. When color television came along, it was a major upgrade to the older black and white televisions that preceded it. If you bought a new color TV back in the day, you could still watch black and white movies on it, but you could not watch color television on your black and white set. There is the problem. When new features are added, you can maintain backward compatibility, but by the very nature of the upgrade, the older product cannot support the new advances. If you think about the new version of Office 2007, the same logic applies. You can open Office 2003 documents in Office 2007, that's backward compatible, but you cannot open Office 2007 documents in Office 2003 unless you know about the Office 2007 compatibility pack. My technology pick of the week this week is the Microsoft Office 2007 compatibility pack that offers a stopgap measure if you find yourself having to open Office 2007 documents from friends or coworkers, but you have not upgraded yourself from Office 2003 to Office 2007. A link is provided in the show notes for the download of the compatibility pack. If a friend or coworker shares a file with you in Office 2007 format, you will be able to open it in Office 2003 if you download and install this compatibility pack. Again, this does not support all the features in Office 2007, but it does allow users of older versions to open and edit documents using features that are common to both versions. Of course, the easiest way to deal with file incompatibility is to make sure that you are using the same version of software that others you share files with use, and then you would not need to worry at all about any workarounds. Check out Episode 3 of Tech Talk for Teachers for a link to a special promotion for students to purchase Office 2007 at a substantially reduced cost. Show notes for this week's show are available on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's techtalk4teachers.blogspot.com. That wraps it up for Episode 22 of Tech Talk for Teachers. So until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.